Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Taz and the Moose with you right here on this Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio, as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Billy across the way on the side, Bogus with your updates, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
That is your number to call. NFL picks coming your way later on this hour. Let's get to it. Here we go. The three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
The Buccaneers beat the Panthers 2014.
Yeah, oh, very God. Downtrodden, yeah. Andrew Bogut.
At that point, I mean, that just shows he doesn't want to do
still got to bring it.
Well, he just doesn't.
Still got to bring it.
He's just a wise ass.
20-14, your final last night in what was yet another doozy of an NFL Thursday night game. Really not all that exciting, Taz, in terms of action. Give the Buccaneers credit. They needed the victory. Get themselves to 1-1. Not like Carolina didn't. Now they're 0-2 and two straight home losses to begin the year. I mean, that's a nightmare. That's a disaster. And then you look at the quarterback, Cam Newton, who, you know, as some will tell you, you know, Cam Newton looks like what scouts believed he looked like last year. A guy that one beating after another in the National Football League, took unnecessary hits, and you're seeing that take a toll on what is a relatively young man. I mean, we're not looking at Cam Newton as 37, right. 38 years of age, Taz, but and we've discussed this before. Andrew Luck retired from the game because his body was so beat up, and he didn't want to deal with the rehab process. Does Newton look like the same player he did 3-4 years ago? He does not. He's coming off shoulder surgery, had the ankle injury, and his accuracy seems to have gotten worse. And that played into the Bucs' game plan where they said, all right, let's stop McCaffrey. Let's make Newton beat us and be accurate throwing the football, and we don't think he can do it. And he didn't.
No, he didn't. And, this is like we were saying, man. It's like they're 0-2 now. Back-to-back losses at home. You know, it's tough. Now you got to go on the road. Confidence has got to be very low right now in that locker room. They got to figure this out. I mean, really just a ridiculous play. We talked a lot about it earlier. That, you know, I don't believe the game ever comes down to one play for the most part. I think that there are plays and situations that build up to put you in a position to win or lose, you know. So, but there was a point with about a minute and 20-something seconds left, 4th-and-1, And the play call was very odd. We talked a lot about the show. So if you want to hear it on the podcast, the full detail of it, go to Taz and the Moose and go to either Apple Podcasts, radio.com on the app or the website, or Stitcher Radio, and you can get the show every day for free. So you get the full conversation about this play where the Buccaneers were up 20-14 over the Panthers at that point. Like I said, a minute and about 25 seconds left, and the play call was odd. They went with like a gadgety trick play, like a reverse play where the snap was a direct snap in a shotgun formation to Christian McCaffrey, where he faked it, and then he tries to score or get the first down, I should say. And no, he gets shut down. He gets stopped. And you got to give great credit to the defense coordinator, Todd Bowles, for that scheme that he put in for this game, and specifically for Hargraves, who was the cornerback, who basically contained and held McCaffrey from getting that first down. But Moose, you pointed out earlier, and it was a great job by you, no need to even try to get the touchdown. Let's get the first down. Quarterback, yeah. Sneak Jones.
You got plenty. Got plenty of time. Yeah. Rivera, and as we mentioned earlier on, kept on saying, "Well, we felt like we were going to score. You didn't need to score there." The point being is that you just needed at that stage to get the first down. So put yourself in not the best scoring play. It wasn't fourth and goal. It wasn't fourth and one from the 2.5 yard line. Taz, with 6 seconds to go, I've got one play to run.
Right.
Before the game is over. Yeah. This is a fourth and short at the 2.5-3 yard line with a minute 26 seconds left to go in regulation. Yeah. So you've got plenty of time, and time is on your side. The goal there is to get a first down.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's simple. We talked about it. I mean, you got a quarterback in Cam Newton who's done this forever, where he can run great, and he's quarterback sneaks are great because he's 6'5", whatever, he's 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", whatever. He's a big dude. I mean, and he's a strong body guy. He's coming off that shoulder, and maybe they were concerned. Maybe they're concerned about him getting hurt going into the mosh pit trying to get that first down on the goal line that late in the game. Let's have him get on the center quarterback sneak. Maybe they were worried. Maybe they were worried he was going to get hurt.
Yeah, maybe they were, Taz. Maybe they were. But now it's a disaster for Carolina. They're 0-2. And for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Taz, they get a much-needed victory. And as much as we criticized Jameis Winston, or I criticized him last week, he deserves credit for this week. It was a winning road game. He didn't make, he only threw the ball 25 times, 16-25. Did have the one touchdown. Threw for a tad over 200 yards. Taz, he was good. He did what he needed to do in order to help that team win and put them in the best possible position to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. To the point you just made about Winston, like his numbers, his stats in that game, they're not going to be like, oh, wow, amazing, how great he played. You know, it's not going to make you feel like that, I'll tell you. But, you know, he did enough to win. He made some clutch passes, many times. I was fixing to say here that, and I mentioned earlier, the beginning of this game was very clunky because the game stopped. They had to stop the game, a weather delay because of lightning. And it was just it was tough to get into a rhythm, like to watch it, or for the players. I can imagine how hard it was. It was raining like crazy out in Carolina. And, you know, it was just, and Fox had issues with the cameras. They only had two cameras going. They had a sky cam jib gimmick going and some other handheld, whatever it was. It was a tough watch. You know, and I was thinking of you, like I said, I'm like, oh, man, Moose is always saying, the Thursday Night Football. And I'm like, God, Moose must be loving this. This is horrible.
Oh my God,
yeah. It was bad.
It was absolutely terrible. But Tampa Bay wins, and that's all for them. That's all they care about. They found a way to win the football game. All right, next.
Number two.
Report, Pats and Raiders unaware of Antonio Brown allegations.
As we had speculated here for the last handful of days since the news came down, I would say couple mornings, Taz.
Yeah.
Since the civil lawsuit was filed against Antonio Brown, the sexual assault, three different occasions, Brittany Taylor, that what did the Raiders know? What did the Patriots know? And now, reportedly, both of them knew nothing about it. There was a confidentiality agreement between the two sides as they were having discussions. Lawyers were having discussions before the lawsuit was filed. The Raiders didn't know when they got rid of him, and the Patriots reportedly did not know when they signed him.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, you would think, wow, how did they not know? How did they not check into this? But like we were talking about earlier, if it's something between, you know, the two, you know, her party and his party, and they're keeping it confidential, or both those the people involved, or whatever the accusations, whatever the truth is. You know, I don't know if we're ever going to know the truth.
Right.
But it's not a criminal charge. It wasn't like she went and had a police report done. Therefore, I guess that's how you could just keep it confidential. And then that's also how, I guess, in regards to background checks and whatnot, the Raiders and all the Patriots couldn't find out, unless Drew Rosenhaus is going to tell them.
Yeah, be open and honest with them and let them know, which would have broken the confidentiality agreement. And, Taz, I guess it also makes both organizations look better that they didn't know, because the Raiders were planning to play him until his last Instagram post as a member of the Oakland Raiders. And the Patriots, they signed him.
Yeah.
So if you go out and say, we're in negotiations, Taz, and Drew Rosenhaus, is on the phone or whatever and goes, listen, guys, I also have to let you know, before you sign him, that in the next coming days, a civil sexual assault lawsuit could come down against Antonio Brown.
Right.
And then as an organization, you give him $10 million guaranteed?
It's kind of weird. That's a little strange.
Bit, yeah. With the owner going through what he went through in January?
Yeah, right, in Florida. Yeah, I know. Robert Kraft, yeah. It's a little strange.
So it makes him look better that they didn't know,
too. No, it does. And I don't know, and as of now, right, he is playing.
Yeah, he is
playing. He's
going to
play.
As we saw, and we played the audio for you earlier on in the show, he was at the training TB12 training facility.
Yeah.
Working his way through that test. So a little shout-out to Alex Guerrero, talking about how good God is. Stare down the devil.
Oh, yeah.
That he keeps on working.
Yeah, just keep working. Someone's got to work. He said something like that, right? Someone's got to work. You got to keep working.
Keep working.
Got to keep on working.
Right.
Got to keep grinding.
It's a very...
I got to keep going.
That's it. That's exactly right.
That basically covers it.
Yeah. All right, next.
Number three.
Sam Darnold has mono?
Correct, Andrew. He does.
So annoying.
And he's going to be out several weeks here. There's no exact timetable, Taz. But a lot of people think it's going to be in the neighborhood of over four weeks, right?
Yeah.
Right around a month that he is going to be out dealing with mononucleosis. We know the kissing disease and saliva it spread through. So obviously Sam Darnold was active. Or he was like to share cups.
That and all kidding aside, that's how it could happen.
Yeah.
I remember my wife used to yell at my son all the time, like when he was a freshman in high school. So she would watch like at games if he was on the sideline and share any kind of water. Don't put your mouth on those, but she would freak because of mono. Well, my son, I talked about this earlier, he ended up getting mono. He had it his senior year of high school and he was playing lacrosse. And he couldn't, and during football, he couldn't play for 6 weeks because he had mono. So a lot of people might not understand. It's a very dangerous infection. Your spleen can enlarge during the infection. And it's a very high risk of it getting ruptured, which you can die from.
Yeah.
So if you take a hit, like a physical, any kind of physical thing. So if you're playing football or whatever, basketball, soccer, lacrosse, whatever, hockey, and you have that. Now, it's odd that... I don't know how common it is in pro athletes. You said earlier, I don't want to put words in my mouth, you've never heard of this all the years covering sports.
I've never heard of it.
With an adult. I am not. A pro athlete, I should say,
Yeah, I mean, you've heard about it. I think I've heard about it in college, with college athletes.
Yeah.
I've heard it. I can't tell you, Taz. Maybe someone knows or has an example or it happened. I can't tell you the last pro athlete that had mono.
And I'm pretty sure it's contagious, so he might not be allowed to be around a team.
I think you're probably right about that.
You know what I mean? I think that's the other thing that I don't know if a lot of folks are talking about. Maybe I could be wrong. I think it's just like you were saying about saliva. I think that's the only way it could be. I think through saliva it can be transmitted.
As long as you're not out there. But my point being is it could be spread through saliva, but you are contagious early on when you have it, are you not?
I believe so. I know when my son, we didn't have him around the team for probably about a week. The doctors know. Then after that, he was able to. But
cough or sneeze as well. So you got to be aware.
You got to be aware, like sneezing, right. So you can't share like utensils, like, hey, Sam, can I borrow your fork? Yeah, sure. Here you go, Quinnen Williams. And next thing you know, Quinnen Williams has it, because he's sharing chicken palm with his fork.
Well, right. But here's the other, Taz, you do lose weight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because you can't train right.
Right,
you have
you're not
strength.
Eating.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there is. It's not a matter of just getting through everything that comes along with mono, Taz. There is the other aspect as well.
Yeah, I know. That's true. You're going to lose some size. You're going to lose some muscle density. You know, but he's young, Sam Donald. He'll get that back once he starts getting his regular nutrition going. I mean, he's a pro athlete, so he knows what he's doing. But still, I get your point. It could definitely... Yeah, look, at the end of the day, like we talked about it earlier, it's just almost like typical Jets deal. They got so many problems. You can't get mad or blame them that a guy ends up getting mono. It is odd, though. And it's like it poses the question, are they cursed? I mean, all the years of, you know, just shenanigans and ridiculousness. Part of the reason why years ago I left this franchise and my fandom is left with the Jets, and it's up in Buffalo, as everybody knows. Bill Fan-Jones, because I am just, this is just typical Jet ridiculous stuff that happens where it looks like they're going to have a good year with a great running back, and Lev Bell is on the team now and all this stuff. But they have a litany of injuries. I mean, it's not just the situation with Dario. Mosley missed practice with a groin. Quinnen Williams, an ankle. Okay, the excellent young rookie defensive lineman. What's the name? Tight ends out for the year. What's his name? The neck injury. So, you know, they got all these issues. Bell had the shoulder thing, but now they're saying it's okay. A lot of problems from the Jets, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. And now they take on the Cleveland Browns on Monday night, Taz. Desperate need for a victory with their backup quarterback in Trevor Siemian. So there you have it. Those are your three big headlines here on this Friday morning. It is Taz. It's the Moose. Carolina losers once again last night. The Panthers fall at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Raiders and Patriots did not know the sexual assault civil lawsuit was coming down against Antonio Brown as it did on Tuesday. Pats officially signed him on Monday. And Sam Darnold, Jets quarterback, former USC star, is out next several weeks dealing with mono. Of course. Taz, Moose, NFL picks. They come your way next. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On a Friday morning, it is Taz and the Moose with you. We got NFL picks coming your way fast.
Yeah.
Bogish is in the house. Final time this morning.
Hey, thanks, Moose.
A little snippy.
Yeah. What's the problem, dude? You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry earlier.
Your top of the hour, your three was very. Yeah. You seemed forlorn.
What the hell's wrong with you, man? Like, I'm running to the men's room during a break. And I said, "Listen, I might be having a little bit of a stomach issue."
Right.
And you're like, "No, too bad." I'm like basically saying, "Pinch hit for a second if I'm a little, you know."
And I said, "No, thank you."
You're like, "No."
I'm about to have a banana. We don't need to get
worried.
Hold on,
Moose. Nobody says to me.
I hate toughen up, Moose.
Nobody says Moose.
Oh, you're a Moose.
He says like this, Moose. He goes, "No, I'm good." Like I wouldn't mind even if he said, "No, I can't help you. I can't pinch hit. No, I can't." You know, good. No, he goes, "No, I'm good." You know what? Go fish a herring, okay? How's that? It's a tough expression there for you.
Nice.
There you go. I'll show you.
Is that a bad thing, fishing a herring?
I don't know. My grandmother used to say it. I don't even know what the hell it means. But I know when she was
mad,
she would say that to people. Go fish a herring! So I just say it now, like forever.
Nice.
It's just only inflection. I don't know what it means either. It just sounds like... Oh, my mother used to say. You know what she used to say? Mm. Like, somebody's... I can't. She curses a lot. Still, she's... In the upper 70s, she curses F-bombs nonstop. Oh, she's unbelievable. But she would tell you, go pound salt.
Mm-hmm. Not pound sand?
You want to talk to my mother?
No, but I've heard pound sand.
She'll go off on. No, I think you could use either, Andrew. I know you want the facts right. I know.
Man, you know what? I'm just going to read sports news.
Let's go.
What exactly were the Panthers doing on 4th-and-1 from the Bucs' 2-yard line last night?
Newton walks. It's a wildcat there. Here's the snap to Chris. It's a double reverse. And he's still got the ball running. He's going to be knocked down at the 1-yard line. And did he get the first down? I don't think so.
Gene Deckerhoff on Bucs Radio, confused by Carolina's decision to motion Cam Newton to the right. Christian McCaffrey took that direct snap, faked the reverse, and then lost a race to the corner with Vernon Hargraves. The corner brought McCaffrey down, shy the first down, well shy of the end zone. So the Bucs escaped 2014. Jameis Winston loved it.
Great to be big play. Defense played great all night. It was really good for our team to come here in Carolina and get a victory.
To even their record at 1, while the Panthers are 0-2, losing both at home. Winston and Chris Godwin connected for a score through the air. Peyton Barber ran one in. The Panthers settled for just 4 field goals and a safety. Sam Darnold has mono. The Jets QB is out indefinitely. Trevor Siemian starts Monday night against the Browns. Le'Veon Bell should play, though, after getting an MRI yesterday on his shoulder. Bell tweeting last night that he is all good. Washington running back Darius Geis, not good. Reportedly had knee surgery yesterday. Expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Maybe you missed this yesterday afternoon, or maybe you want to hear it again.
Young, ready, here it comes. Lagares hammers it. Deep to left. Rojas looking back near the wall. It is gone! A home run! A grand slam! And for Juan Lagares, his first home run at Citi Field this year.
The baby version of Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880 here in New York.
Baby edition. rendition. I don't even know what you're talking about. Why is that,
the bro? Helium filter.
Oh, I got you.
This before.
Yeah, we did. Sorry. Bogus and I did. You're right.
Did you guys ever do the Fitzpatrick thing with the Dolphins? Yes. You did that?
No, we did that with... Well, Randazzo sounds like...
His ass
kicked. No, Randazzo sounds like it's 1952.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the big balloon up in the air there.
That's funny.
Juan Lagares, he's in his first home run.
Sick of everybody, Moose. I really am. I'm just tired of everybody.
It's Friday. Hang in there.
Yeah, I really am. Just tired of everybody.
The Mets smack the Diamondbacks 11-1 for a 4-game sweep. They stay 2 games behind the Cubs and Brewers for the second NL wild card. Arizona's 3.5 back now after a 5th consecutive loss. The Rays fell in Texas 6-4, giving up the AL wild card, the top AL wild card, that is. Now a half game behind the A's, who won their 3rd in a row in Houston 3-2. Idle Cleveland is a half game behind Tampa Bay. And a quick hockey note, the Winnipeg Jets just announced the defenseman Dustin Byfuglien is taking a personal leave of absence from the team. Obviously, no specific reason was given. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. It's well great. Done. Great job. You added a lot to today's show.
I agree.
Thanks, Mike.
By the way, anytime soon you're going to have your... guest spot on the newest edition
Good
of Basketball Drives?
Today.
What are you, invested in that, Taz? You bring it up every day.
No, I
well, Mike, thank you, Taz.
No, I just, not that I'm invested. I just, Mike, Mike posted a funny video clip yesterday. I had to retweet it. I thought it was funny, and he did some funny stuff on with people on the street. I thought it was pretty funny.
Every day you bring it up.
No, I just, you know.
I was just curious. Good investment.
No, I know Andrew.
When are you going to be on?
We're taping today. I don't know when the podcast will drop.
I didn't know that. Tuesday. Wow.
Tuesday.
Nice.
Wow.
What time is that at?
A 10 something?
10:05.
Yeah.
Which studio? Mike's studio?
Whichever. It'll be the morning
show. Our Zoom in studio?
No, it'll be the WFAN, one of their studios.
Production studios.
No, not their production studios.
That's the Mike studio.
They've all fried. Using.
Well, I'd imagine then you'd be using the Mike studio.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Gosh. Or Boomer and Geo.
It'll be Boomer and Geo
then, right, because they'll switch
it Mike's
up.
Not here late.
Well, why are those studios called after those people? That's annoying. This is not called Taz and Moose Studio.
Fair point.
Because, I mean, one of them is branded the Mike Francesa Studio.
Right. Okay, but officially, one, right?
Officially,
there's a plaque.
But
the other one...
time you retired.
That's a fair point, but there's another show in there, Joe and Evan.
Evident
no, I understand, but it's officially the Mike Francesa when he retired.
Just because they put a sign in there? Oh, he retired and he came back. Okay, that's fair. Right. Okay, but Boomer and Geo Studio, nobody else has a show in there?
No. Well, now Mackie and Bart do a studio in there.
Okay, so it shouldn't be. Why are we sitting here calling it the Boomer and Geo Studio?
Because it's decorated for Boomer and Geo.
Correct.
So what?
Well, it's technically their studio.
Because they have TV. They got cameras in there.
Correct.
Their cameras are on. Our cameras are off here.
That is all true.
So Tiki and Tierney do a show in here. They're on TV, on CBS. So why then?
We have a myriad. Maybe we should name this the Jody McDonald Studio.
I love Jody. I think that'd be a great idea.
No, I'm all on board.
Yeah. That'd be great. I'm tired of labels.
A placard.
Tired of labels. I was trying to promote Basketball Drives, Moose. That's what I was trying to do.
Thank you, Taz.
But
you just did. It's out there.
Did you see the thing that he put on Twitter at all?
I did not. No, I missed it.
Well,
I'm sure it was great, though.
I'm sure it was fantastic.
It actually is.
Sure it was.
Yeah.
Good job, Mike. I'm proud of you.
You're welcome.
I'm honored to be on this podcast.
Listen, when you go on his podcast here shortly,
I will mention you.
Please mention me. Put me over.
Of course. You know, what else would I do?
Talk about how great it is to work with me and you love me.
Especially today.
Yeah. And, that'd be
great.
Please
do not mention me. Let's go. Week two NFL picks.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Fun. Listen irresponsibly.
Don't mention it.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, so here we go. Taz the Moose, week two NFL picks. A game already in the books. If we were to take on note, I would have taken Carolina last night, but that was not one of our
Me
selections.
Too.
Yes, last
too.
Week I need to rally. Taz, you were 3-0 a week ago. I was 0-3. So need to make up a significant amount of ground, but it's early.
It is early. It is
and time
early.
Is on my side. All right,
you got
Taz,
time.
You're
you got
up.
Time.
Go ahead.
Oh, man, oh, man. All right, where are we going to go? We're going to do a little, I'm trying to see which one to start with. I'm going to go Ravens, and I'm going Ravens over the Cards. I think the Ravens will cover. Look, a lot of hype over, what we saw Lamar Jackson do. I think he had 5 touchdowns. I'm not looking at it right this second. And was on fire. They played the Dolphins. I mean, so the Dolphins seem like they're going to be the team that kind of gets whipped on. So, that's not a big deal that you did that to the Dolphins. But still, it's impressive that Lamar Jackson, his second year, making some noise. So I do like the Ravens, and I do think they will cover. So that's the route I'm going on that.
All right, so you're going to lay the 13 with Baltimore
yes.
at home against the Arizona Cardinals, early game down in Baltimore, Maryland.
Before we move on to your game, let me ask your opinion. You feel an NFL game, 13. 13 is a lot. It's a lot for an NFL team to lay. It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like with the Cardinals, though, it's okay. You can do this. I feel like they're going to be fine, the Ravens. That's why I think they're going to cover. I think that the Cardinals, with the new kid, Kyler Murray, I don't know. They got to get their sea legs under them. He's green. There's a lot of stuff on that team going on with Cliff Kingsbury as the coach. That's why I'm confident in 13, the Ravens will cover.
All right, pick number one for me, 4:25 on Sunday afternoon out in Denver, Colorado. Empower Field at Mile High, they call it now. I'm going to take the Chicago Bears as a slight road favorite in Denver, taking on the Broncos. I'm going to lay the 2.5. Denver, short work week for them. They played the late game on Monday night out in Oakland. Short flight back home. I get it. Last time we saw Chicago was a while back, and it was a tough opening night loss against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at home. We know the Bears can get after it defensively, led by Khalil Mack. Front seven is absolutely fantastic, and Flacco is an absolute... is like a lamppost in the middle of that pocket.
Yeah,
he does not move, I mean, in any way, shape, or form. So
that's
he is going to be an easy target to attack. And I do think that outside of Chubb and Miller, I think you can attack that Broncos defense. Now I'm banking on Mitchell Trubisky playing much better in game two than he did in game one. They've had a lot of time to think about it. I think the Bears are just a flat-out better team. I'd be surprised if they started this year 0-2. That's why I'm going to take him week two on the road in Denver. I'll lay the 2.5. Trubisky plays better. Defense gets after Flacco. Couple Bronco turnovers. Win the game by double digits. Give me Chicago, pick number one for me.
All right, cool. Sounds good. I like it. All right, so we got 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Los Angeles Chargers, they go on the road to the Motor City to play the Detroit Lions. And I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I really do. Chargers are plus 2.5. Honestly, Moose, I do not think the Chargers, I do not think they will cover. I will take the Detroit Lions with the points. I watched the Lions play last week. I like what I saw in the Lions. I do think that Matt Stafford, I do think he's a talented guy. He can ball out there, and I like him as a leader. He's got his act together. I just something about it. I understand everything. Phillip Rivers, he's the man, this, that, and the other thing. They're on the road. I think Detroit's a little tough place to play, too. Anyway, I don't think the Chargers are going to cover. I'll take the Lions.
You're going to take the Lions. I'm going to take the big number. We're going to head down to South Beach next. I'm going to take the New England Patriots, and I'm going to lay. Maybe I'm going to be foolish, but I'm going to lay the 18.5 and take the Pats. Has more to do with how bad Miami is than how great New England is. I don't think New England's as great as their basically demolition of the Steelers on the opening Sunday night game where they win that game 33-3. I don't think they're that good. However, they're significantly better than Miami. They own the Steelers at home. Now they go on the road. And historically speaking, Miami's not been good to the New England Patriots. Remember the play last year where the Dolphins had the miraculous victory a different Dolphin team. Fitzpatrick at quarterback. They'll be able to get after him, hit him. Maybe you see Josh Rosen at some point in this game. Mm. We'll see Antonio Brown, I'm sure, on Sunday for the Patriots as well. You've got a ton of weapons for that team. I don't think they can get after Tom Brady and make him uncomfortable. It's a huge number in the NFL standards, but I think deservedly so. I think if you're a knockout pick, you know, I think it should be the New England Patriots this week. Give me the Pats. I'll lay the 18.5. They're a really good team. Miami's a brutal football team. and they might only win one or two games, if that, this entire year. Give me the New England Patriots laying the 18.5. That's pick number two for me.
All right, Moose, Monday night. We'll do a little Monday night action here where the Browns go on the road to East Rutherford to play the New York Jets. Both teams right now sitting at 0-1. We know all the news about Sam Darnold having mono that he will not play. He's out indefinitely for definitely a couple of weeks, few weeks. We'll see how long it is. Could be 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. We've been talking about it throughout the show here. You know, so that's a massive problem. By the way, the situation is, I think this could be a bad week for the Jets. Not just they're going to lose, but I think they're going to get pounded on a little bit, to be honest with you. And I think the Browns will cover. The Browns, excuse me, Browns are laying 6.5. I'm choking here. 6.5. I will take the Browns. Give the Jets their 6.5. I think this is going to be a beating. I think all the stars that are on this Browns team come out and step up from Beckham to Mayfield to Njoku to Chubb to Juice Landry to the defense. I think this is a great week for the Browns. To all the doubt we had because they got whooped last week, now they have an opportunity to bounce back hard on a Jet team that's got to be lacking confidence. Because, you know, their quarterback is down and out. They got a lot of injuries. Trevor Siemian's going to start at quarterback. I think he's like 13, 11, I believe. But I'm not looking at it like in his career as a quarterback.
That is correct.
Yeah, so I locked that in my head somehow. But anyway, so I'll take the Browns. I think they will cover.
All right, you're going to take the Browns. You're going to lay the six.
Six. I got 6.5. You got six?
I had six. But
yeah, whatever.
You want to go 6.5?
Whatever.
Give
you
the,
yeah, I'm just
you'd rather
I'm
have
looking.
The six than 6.5.
Right? All right. Yeah. Right. Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
So you'll take good the point. Six, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
don't fight
six.
Me on that one.
No, you're right.
That's better for you.
That's a good point. That's honest.
No, yeah. I got gotcha.
No, you're right.
Pick number three for me, we're going to go to Lambeau Field, home opener for the Green Bay Packers. And they're a 2.5-point home favorite against the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm going to take the road dog in this one, and I'm going to take Minnesota. I was against Minnesota last week, and I was dead wrong. And that was a god-awful pick. And they handed it to the Atlanta Falcons. And they knocked them around, and they beat them up. And they got after it defensively. Dalvin Cook looked great running the football. You know, they didn't even get a quintessential performance by one of their star wide receivers. I mean, Thielen was very, very good. Stephon Diggs was dealing with that hamstring injury. But now they go on the road in Green Bay taking the Packers. Weather will not be a factor. Sunny skies, temperature in the mid-70s. The Vikings are a better football team right now. It's not an overreaction from what I saw the opening Thursday night game in Chicago. I just look at this Green Bay team. I think it's going to take them a little bit of a time to find an offensive rhythm with LaFleur as their head coach and their play caller. We know how brilliant Rodgers is. I love the weapons that they have. Geronimo Allison and Valdez Scantling and Devontae Adams. I don't know if they can run the ball effectively enough with Aaron Jones. I don't. And I think Minnesota goes into Green Bay, and I think they win this game outright. Cousins showed you a little something last week. The entire Viking team did. They look like they're extremely motivated. Look better than probably I've seen them in a year look. Remember last year they struggled out of the gate with that loss at home to the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Remember that one?
Yeah, oh yeah. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yes. I think they go into Lambeau. I think they beat the Packers. I think Cousins plays well. Cook runs the ball effectively enough. Offensive line looked better last week against Atlanta. Give me the Minnesota Vikings plus the 2.5 on the road in Green Bay. That's pick three for me.
All right, so let's go do the recap. Something we do here on this show after we do our picks.
Well, just go through it in case someone just jumped in late. I like Minnesota plus the 2.5.
Right.
New England laying the 18.5. And I'm taking the Bears on the road in Denver, laying the 2.5.
All right, so I have the Ravens at home, and I feel they will cover with the Cardinals. I have the Ravens laying 13. Yeah. I have the Chargers. I feel like I have the Lions. I feel the Chargers will not cover. I have the Lions. Give me my points at home. I'll take Detroit with the 2.5. And then the Monday night game, I have the Browns. I feel the Browns will cover. The Browns are on the road against the Jets on Monday night. The Browns are -6. I think the Browns will cover. So there you have it.
There you have it. Your picks. 3 for me, 3 for Taz here. Week 2 NFL. We come back. We got the undercard for you. That comes your way next, an action-packed Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. We guarantee low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. All right.
What are we doing? We're doing undercard here? Or are we going to talk about the arena stuff? Remember we had a little chat?
Yeah, we're
that's
get
part
into
of the
that.
Undercard?
Yes.
It's just a little preview.
Yes.
People have no idea what I'm talking about.
Here we go.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Yes.
Taz and the Moose present the Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Michael, what do we got?
All right, I'll start with that one. The Miami Heat Arena. Well, the name, the rights are up. Have you heard of any companies buying it?
So what's it named now?
So you do this one.
American Airlines?
Yeah, I think so.
American Airlines, right. So here, I'll
you're gonna take this.
I'll say it because you guys, I mean, are just passing it off. I mean, I tee you up, Mike, we tee him up.
That's tremendous.
Right.
You're like, I'll take the shot.
You know what? I'll pass on this one.
Moose, what do you got, buddy? Right. Who submitted a name to Miami Heat Arena, Moose? Tell us.
Right. So an official statement from Bang Brothers. Announced plans to rename the former American Airlines Arena to Bang Bros Center. Now, Bang Bros, they've submitted a $10 million bid for the naming rights of the Miami Heat Arena. So, those that are unfamiliar, that's a porn company.
Well, we could say adult film. I mean,
now we're splitting hairs, Taz. Now, the one who wouldn't take it now is criticizing the verbiage I'm using. It's an adult entertainment company.
Yeah,
okay? You want to be completely politically correct.
Site.
So
it's
there you go.
Site,
well,
right,
whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, half a dozen, one or the other. Right. Now, you look at it. Number one is, first off, it's hilarious. There's no doubt about it. It's very, very funny. Number two, they've got no shot in hell of it ever being named Bang Bros Center.
Right. But which is just maybe the greatest name of all time. But
the BBC.
Yeah, the BBC. Bang Bros Center.
Mike, what are other naming right deals in the NBA?
What?
Other naming right deals in the NBA, just by comparison.
Oh, you got Barclays.
Well, the Barclays Center is the most, and that's a $400 million deal over 20 years, so it comes to 10 a year.
Okay.
Now, I know the BBC that you referenced was a $10 million in total, so I don't think it even... I mean, it's not even close to what they can what another company is.
Right, but so that's it's a $10 million offer. Is it just for a one-year deal?
We don't know.
I didn't want to dig too deep on the search in the internet because I wasn't sure where it was going to take me on these company
especially
emails.
With that, the computer issues.
You know, I don't want to go down that road, and then all of a sudden I'm at a totally different place.
And you're doing basketball drives full time. So, anyway, yeah. I got a feel, Moose, that this company, Bang Bros.
Yeah, okay, they're never getting it.
Yeah, I don't think they want it. They don't want it.
Well, it's a publicity stunt.
Right, it's a publicity stunt.
They offered $1 million a year.
Yeah, they want
they
guys
no
like
shot.
Us biting
it's a 10-year, $10 million offer.
They worked us like mocks.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
They got
it's
me.
A 10-year, $10 million deal, $1 million a year. They're not getting it.
They don't want it. They don't want it.
They officially announced via their their Twitter handle that they made the official offer to the Miami Heat.
You don't follow them, right?
I do not, no.
No. I'm sure there's someone here who follows them on Twitter.
I would imagine.
I would think there's several just looking around.
Well, as they said in their... Let me read it here.
Easy, easy. Wow, you put that name in, you get some interesting stuff pop up.
Both the Heat and Bang Bros have become staples of the city with huge fans of each. It doesn't get more Miami than having the arena sponsored by Bang Bros.
I didn't see that statement, but you should be the official voiceover guy for them. If you did the voiceover, it'd be just money.
It doesn't
money,
get more Miami than having the arena sponsored by Bang Bros.
Oh, my God, dude. It's unbelievable. Could you imagine if this really would have happened? Look, it's not going to because they're not, you know, it's just they're not, I don't think they have the money because they're just saying that. They're saying that because they know it's a deal that no one's going to take because it's not enough money.
Bogus doing an update on Taz the Moose. Let's head down to Bang Bros Center. Heat, Bucks, Wednesday night special.
Oh, my God.
Greek Freak.
Greek Freak. That'd be big.
The Greek Freak went off at Bang Bros Center.
Oh, he's... I don't know.
I mean, there's just so many ones.
No, you could just go on and on.
You could just... I mean, it is.
It's I mean, even WWE could run shows there. That'd be great. I mean...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we could do that.
I mean, Vince McMahon.
We're live from Bang Bros Center, the BBC. Welcome to Monday Night Raw.
You do a pretty good Vince. That's pretty good. Oh, my God. Dude, that would be so funny. Oh.
Dude,
imagine the Miami Heat on the jerseys. They got to put it on the front of it.
Stop. No, dude.
Just whatever. So, you know what I mean? That'd be funny. Right. I'm like,
So there you have it. All right, next.
Ooh, we can do more.
Yeah.
Alcohol.org broke down NFL game day and non-game day consumption by teams and found out the two teams' fan bases that are the heaviest drinkers. Any guesses first?
I could guess. Philadelphia, number one.
Not on the list. Not on the
shocked.
Top two, I should say.
Okay. Buffalo, number one.
No, surprising again.
Washington Redskins.
Not them as well.
Can you give us a hint?
One of the,
team colors.
That gives it away.
All right.
Houston Texans.
No.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys.
No.
I think we kind of reached the point of guessing.
No. So I want to get one of the teams right. I'm trying to think.
We named seven teams. We're wrong.
No, I understand. Who, like, what team's fan base drinks themselves?
It's in an area where alcohol consumption is done on the regular based on the area.
Philadelphia.
No, again.
I've been there. They drink a lot of beer.
Their quarterback rhymes with Brew Rees.
Oh, New Orleans.
Yes, wow. Drew Brees.
Good right guess. Now. That was a good hint. Good hint.
You could have basically written it down with that hint. Their quarterback rhymes with Ooh Bees.
No, Brew Rees.
I was creative.
And then we're like New Orleans. Dad's like, yes, got it.
Yeah, shakes.
All right,
yeah,
no. Yes.
No, but he said Brew Rees like Drew Brees.
Right.
The other team rhymes with Eric Farr. Is the quarterback
Oakland.
Eric Farr?
Oakland. I would say the Raiders.
Correct. Yeah. Derek Farr is the quarterback.
Derek Carr. Is
Derek Carr.
Not Derek Farr.
Oh, come on.
Eric Farr.
Derek Carr. So Oakland, New Orleans, and Oakland—they're pounding beers nonstop.
Pounding.
And it's funny that Oakland Alameda Coliseum—they cut off a lot of the stadium.
Soon to be called.
It's tented off.
Soon to be called the BBC. That's a whole other story. Those that listened to the first one. Yeah.
Next.
Oh!
Boy, that NL wild card is heating up right now. The Nats have the first wild card. Cubs, Brewers tied for the second. With the Mets, Phillies two games back. Arizona 3.5 back for that final spot.
Mike,
which of those crazy NL teams get it done and get into those darn playoffs?
Mike, just hand it to our Mets, bro. Just hand it over. We got this S in the bank. Yeah! I'm confident now, baby.
You should be. Just swept the Diamondbacks.
Beat
Dodgers coming to town.
Ooh. That's true.
Syndergaard on the mound game one tonight against Los Angeles.
Hopefully Ramos isn't catching because Syndergaard doesn't like Ramos.
Why? Well, yeah, Syndergaard loves making those excuses.
Yeah. Who is catching tonight? Do we know the starting lineup?
No. It's 8:53 in the morning.
It should be Ramos.
I don't think we do. They have not been. The game's like 11 hours from now. About 4 o'clock this afternoon, 3:30, Taz, you'll know the lineups.
We're doing a midday game.
It's not an afternoon affair,
they're
Taz.
They're not playing 11 a.m. today?
No, they're not getting the game going right when you get in the car, Taz. they're not starting the game. No, I think the Mets got a hell of an opportunity. If I had to ask you right now, and the Nats are getting there. Gun to my head. I'll tell you, man, that Brewer team, give them a lot of credit. They lose their best player. They've won 7 in a row. They're not going away quietly into the night.
They're done. Stop. Mets, all the way. There's nobody else
Nats
to talk about.
You got the Cubs. You're still 2 out.
All right.
You got a couple teams to jump over. All right, so Nats and Mets.
All right, bro.
There you have.
Hey, great job, Moose.
With a nice smile on your face then we.
Yes, sir.
Mike, Billy, great job. Bogus. Taz, great job, bro.
You too, sir. Thank you, everyone involved with the show.
You got it. Folks, enjoy your weekend. Until Monday, everybody. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.